Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway, broadcasting from the studios of KUHF in Houston, Texas today. And a big breaking story down here in this state involves the double murder of the Kaufman County District Attorney and his wife last month. The killings of Mike McClellan and his wife Cynthia, and earlier an Assistant District Attorney, Mark Hassey, was investigated as a possible right-wing militia killing. But it's turned out to be a former employee and his wife on a vendetta of revenge. Joining us now is Tanya Iser, a writer at the Dallas Morning News. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
You know, for the longest time, this was viewed as possibly the work of some nefarious organization with a grudge against law enforcement, but the grudge seems to have been much closer to home.
Yeah, that certainly appears to be the case. As I'm sure you guys are aware, the wife of a former justice of the peace has now been charged with capital murder in connection with this case. Her husband is in jail on a terroristic threat charge, accused of having sent a threatening email threatening another attack. He's expected to be charged with capital murder very soon. He had been prosecuted by the two slain prosecutors on a charge of having stole some computer monitors.
So what appears to have been a human resources, you know, criminal act or investigation really ballooned into something huge and bloody.
Yeah. Eric Williams, from what we've been told by the authorities, this was a very bitter trial. Eric Williams felt that, you know, the slain prosecutors had carried out sort of a vendetta against him. And because he was convicted of this charge, he lost his law license. He was removed from office. He lost everything. And so the feeling is that this was that he had a revenge motive. And so you're right. I mean, initially, a lot of focus was given to whether or not the Aryan Brotherhood or the cartel or somebody might have been involved in this. But it appears it is going to be something much more close to home.
And in cases like this, there's always a list of people who might have a grudge, disgruntled former employees, that sort of thing. I have to figure that Mr. Williams and now his ex-wife have been under surveillance for a while.
Well, surveillance, that's hard to say. Obviously, authorities aren't saying, but his name had surfaced pretty not long after the first killing as someone that, you know, was considered a possible suspect, and he was certainly being looked at. In fact, Mr. McClellan, the district attorney, prior to his death, actually within hours of his prosecutor's death, actually said that he believed that Eric Williams was behind the slaying. And then as recently as a few days before McClellan was killed, he also said that to the county judge again. So Mr. McClellan firmly believed that Eric Williams was involved in Mr. Hassey's death.
And what would the specific motive have been against Assistant DA Mark Hassey?
Well, Hassey was the lead prosecutor on that case. You know, and if you read the trial transcript, this was a very, very bitter trial. They portrayed Mr. Williams as a thief, as a violent person who deserved to go to prison. And that's the belief, is that there's a revenge motive here.
Any sense that the prosecutions here will also result in an investigation as to what went on in the Kaufman County District Attorney's office just generally to have reached a state like this?
I haven't gotten a sense of that. No, and obviously folks in the Kaufman County District Attorney's office are just absolutely this has been, you know, devastating and tragic. You know, I've spent quite a bit of time down in the courthouse, and these people are just traumatized by the events that have occurred. I have never, you know, seen a situation where, you know, last week, I will tell you, the fear in that courthouse was palpable.
Because
at that
idea
point,
that
you know, nobody knew exactly who was behind it.
Well, that at least may be dispelled by all of this.
Absolutely. The sense in the courthouse yesterday was that people were much more relieved. There was a feeling that finally there was some resolution. And I'll tell you, from what I'm hearing from my sources, they're very confident in this case. They found a lot of evidence in that storage unit. They found, you know, lots of weapons, a vehicle that matched the description of a car seen coming and going from the McClellan's neighborhood on the morning of the slayings. And they obviously haven't said what else they found in there, but my sense of it is that they found a lot of really important evidence in that storage unit.
Tanya Iser, a writer at the Dallas Morning News, thanks so much.